Saskia glanced at the young woman again, who'd now gathered the requisite courage to come to Haas's side. Saskia forced herself to take a real measure of the girl. For a moment, she tried to remember if Haas had a teenage daughter. "Who the hell is this?" "Don't worry about her," Haas waved at the girl. "She's a problem I'm dealing with."
"Actually, I'm not a problem that he's dealing with."
The girl nudged Haas aside and thrust her hand at Saskia.
"I'm Lynette Lamb, Los Angeles Police Department graduated officer. Temporarily discharged, but soon to be reinstated. I'm here to offer any assistance that I can, Chief Verboden."
Saskia didn't shake the tiny palm offered. She felt her eyebrows rise as far as they could. She looked at Haas as realization flooded over her.
"Is this..."
He nodded ruefully.
"You're shitting me."
Saskia felt a bewildered, horrified laugh rise in her chest and get caught there, right behind her sternum. She was grateful. To laugh in front of the cameras at this moment in history would have been career suicide.
"Is this a joke?"
"I said I was dealing with it," Haas insisted. Saskia caught the eye of a nearby patrol cop, beckoned him over.
"Get her out of my sight! Wait!"
The rookie tried to wrench herself out of the patrol officer's grip.
"Chief Verboden, if I could just have a moment to explain..."
The patrol officer pulled the rookie away, murmuring gentle placations and instructions. Saskia took Haas in a similar hold and started walking him towards the marquee.
"What the actual fuck?" she said. "She came and tracked you down? The cadet you got dumped in the fucking ocean?"
"Just forget about it. It's not important." Haas pointed at the building ahead of them. "This is important."
"What does she want? Did she threaten you?"
"Boss, focus."
"Oh, I'm trying."
"So the only demand the Delaneys have made so far is what's in the video message?" Haas asked. "For their daughter's disappearance to be solved within 24 hours?
"Where did you hear that?"
"They played a clip of the audio on KYSS-FM. Saskia closed her eyes.
"Thank you, 24-hour news cycle, for making my job 9 times harder than it has to be. Yes, that's their only demand thus far."
"So who are you putting in as lead?"
"On what?"
"The Delaney case."
Saskia shook her head.
"No one. That's... Haas, we're not doing that. We're not touching the Delaney child's case right now. No way."
"Why not?"
"Because, Charlie..."
She looked harder at him, worried now.
"You don't hold the goddamn LAPD at gunpoint to get your fucking case reinvestigated. Nobody does. If we do a single thing to play ball with these psychos, we'll have every family member in the country with a case dragging through the system thinking they can get justice by sticking a gun in somebody's face."
"But what do we do about the case?" Haas persisted, searching Saskia's eyes. "Look, this is extreme behavior we're seeing here. The Delaneys are not just impatient, they're fucking pissed. What did we do to push them this far?"
"What did we do?"
Saskia squinted.
"We didn't do anything, Haas. We did our fucking jobs. The case was investigated and closed. It was given the attention it deserved."
"Do you know that? Have you looked at it yourself?"
Are you feeling all right?"
"I'm fine," he said.
"You've had a head injury. You should be in bed. You should be safe somewhere. The death machines are probably watching you on their television screens right now, and..."
"I just want to know what happened to the kids, Sass. Tell me that much."
"It was an accident. She drowned,"
Saskia said.
"The girl went missing at Santa Monica Beach. She was 5. The body was never recovered, but she was seen going into the water by herself, and she wasn't a strong swimmer. The parents have obviously got other ideas about what really happened. They think maybe she was abducted and our detectives botched it or covered it up, and the lab made it easy for them to do so."
She gestured towards the Hertzberg Davis building.
"What do you mean the lab made it easy?"
"There was a swimsuit," Saskia said. "It disappeared from evidence testing. File says it did indeed arrive here at the lab, but then it vanished before anyone could definitively prove it belonged to the girl."
"Did it belong to the girl, though?"
"Haas, I don't have time for this."
"Just another minute. Humor me, please."
"It was the right size," Saskia relented. "The right style. It was found in the right spot. It was damaged, but it was never tested for DNA, so we can't know for sure. The Delaneys were furious, of course, when they were told the evidence was lost, which is probably why, when they were trying to decide where to pull this little stunt, they came here.
Why are they so sure she didn't drown? He asked.
No body. No disclosure.
That's all?
I don't know, Hoss. Maybe they didn't want to believe it. Without a body, they could cook up all kinds of ideas about the girl still being alive.
Saskia felt exhausted.
They're obviously crazy.
They're crazy, Hoss agreed. But are they right?
No, they're not right.
Could they be? He asked. Is there a chance?
Saskia's words fell away. His eyes wandered away from her, fixed on the tall, skinny palms that slashed the LA horizon. Saskia had seen that look before.
Don't, she warned him. Just go home.
Tell me more. Hoss looked back at her.
Was there ever a search of... No!
Saskia put her hands up.
No, no, no! You're not hearing me, Hoss. The Tilly Delancey case is irrelevant right now. This is not a missing persons investigation we're dealing with. It's a goddamn siege. We're treating this as a hostage crisis because that's exactly what it is.
Hoss's eyes were defiant.
Don't, she repeated.